Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is December the 5th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take kids from all around the world through these amazing passages in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today's reading is in the book of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Then we finish our reading in Psalm 9, verse 8. Well, the Thessalonians were being treated badly because of their faith in Jesus. What could they look forward to during their trials? Let's read and find out from 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. This letter is from Paul, Silas, and Timothy. We are writing to the church in Thessalonica, to you who belong to God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. May God our Father and the Lord Jesus give you grace and peace. Dear brothers and sisters, we can't help but thank God for you, because your faith is flourishing and your love for one another is growing. We proudly tell God's other churches about your endurance and faithfulness in all the persecutions and hardships you are suffering. And God will use this persecution to show his justice and to make you worthy of his kingdom, for which you are suffering. In his justice, he will pay back those who are persecuting you, and God will provide rest for you who are being persecuted, and also for us when the Lord Jesus appears from heaven. He will come with his mighty angels in flaming fire, bringing judgment on those who don't know God and on those who refuse to obey the good news of our Lord Jesus. They will be punished with eternal destruction, forever separated from the Lord and from his glorious power. When he comes on that day, he will receive glory from his holy people, praise from all who believe, and this includes you, for you believed what we told you about him. So we keep on praying for you, asking our God to enable you to live a life worthy of his call. May he give you the power to accomplish all the good things your faith prompts you to do. Then the name of our Lord Jesus will be honored because of the way you live, and you will be honored along with him. This is all made possible because of the grace of our God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow, these believers trusted God to one day judge those who were hurting them. They knew that God saw how badly they were being treated by evil people. Like these believers, we can trust God to deal with people in our own life who hurt us. So don't be discouraged. When Jesus comes back, he will defeat those people who do evil, and he will bring us into the safety of his presence. This is what Psalm 9, verse 8 says. God will judge the world with justice and rule the nations with fairness. Well, there you have it. We've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Until that time, you go forward in God's joy, and you remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care. Bye-bye.